Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Anlon Technology Solutions Limited H2 FY 2026 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Chandni. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. A very good morning to everyone. Welcome to the H2 and FY 2026 earnings call of Anlon Technology Solutions Limited. From the management team, we have with us Mr. Unnikrishnan Nair, Chairman and Managing Director, Ms. Anushree Chaumal, Chief Financial Officer. We will have opening remarks from the management team, post which we will open the floor for Q&A. With that, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Unnikrishnan for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yes. Thank you, Abhinandan and Chandni. Good morning to everyone for taking time off your busy schedules to be with us this morning. We appreciate your time. So I am myself, Unnikrishnan Nair, one of the leadership team, Managing Director and Chairman from Anlon Technology Solutions. I have with me Anushree, our Chief Financial Officer. So we both will update you on the developments, key developments for the financial year that passed and also the half year that we crossed on 31st of March. So looking back to FY 2026, it has been a real transformational year for Anlon. It was a year marked by strong operational progress, meaningful scale-up in our indigenous manufacturing strategy. We executed many of the things very successfully, especially a few critical infrastructure projects. And we got into a strong position as a specialized engineering solutions provider for aviation, municipal, and industrial sectors. So for the last few years, the company has steadily evolved from being primarily a service-led organization into a manufacturing-driven engineering solutions platform. Increasing contribution from indigenous manufacturing, strategic global partnerships, which we have been having for two decades now. We further strengthened that with the new area. And execution of large infrastructure projects has significantly strengthened both our operational capabilities and long-term growth outlook. Operationally, FY 2026 was one of the most significant years in the company's history. During the year, indigenous manufacturing and assembly emerged as the core revenue driver for the business. We continued strengthening our manufacturing and engineering capabilities from our Bangalore facility, supported by in-house design, engineering, assembly, and refurbishment capabilities. One of the major highlights during the year was the successful refurbishment of what is supposed to be one of the world's largest firefighting vehicles for Goa Airport, along with delivery of multiple indigenously engineered airport infrastructure solutions. Another important milestone for the company was becoming the first manufacturer in India to receive the EN14043 conformity certificate from TÜV SÜD, Germany, for turntable ladder with rescue lift capability. This achievement reflects our strong focus on engineering excellence, quality standards, compliance, and indigenous capability development. We also continued strengthening our strategic relationships with the leading global OEMs, including Rosenbauer International AG, Austria, Bucher Municipal, Switzerland, and AMS Aircraft Recovery Kit from the United States. These partnerships continue to enhance our technological capability, strengthen our positioning in high-value infrastructure projects, and create long-term opportunities across domestic and international markets. The company also developed indigenous runway rubber and paint removal solutions for airports, offering nearly 30% cost savings compared to imported alternatives. Increasing localization and in-house manufacturing capabilities are helping us improve competitiveness, execution timeline, and operational efficiency. The industry outlook also remains highly encouraging. Increasing airport modernization process, infrastructure expansion, urban development initiatives, and rising focus on operational safety continue to create strong long-term opportunities for engineering-led companies like Anglo, especially under the government's Make in India initiative and also the Swachh Bharat Abhiyan project across the country. As we move forward, our focus remains on expanding indigenous manufacturing capability, strengthening recurring revenue streams through AMC and refurbishment services, increasing localization, improving operational efficiency, and enhancing execution capabilities across large infrastructure and aviation projects. Thank you all for listening to me, giving me this opportunity to talk to all of you. And at this stage, I would like to hand over the call to Ms. Anushree, our CFO, who will take you through the financial performance, revenue highlights, and order book position for half year, financial year 26.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, everyone. I will now like to take you through the financial performance of the company for H2 FY26 and FY26. During H2 FY26, the company reported a revenue of 64.54 crores against 31.17 crores in H2 2025, registering a strong growth of 107% year on year. EBITDA for the half year stood at 12.57 crores as compared to 5.95 crores in the corresponding period last year, reflecting a growth of approximately 111%. EBITDA margins remained healthy at around 19.4% as against 18.8% in H2 FY25. Talking about net profit, net profit for H2 FY26 stood at 8.45 crores as against 3.94 crores in H2 25, registering a strong growth of 114.5% year on year. Our PAT margins improved to 13.10% compared to 12.48% in the corresponding period last year. Coming to the full year performance, revenue for FY26 stood at 105.92 crores as against 50.23 crores in FY25, reflecting a strong growth of approximately 111% year on year. EBITDA increased significantly to 20.76 crores from 9.82 crores in FY25, registering a growth of around 111%, while EBITDA margins improved to 19.60% from 19.55% in FY25. Talking about net profit for FY26 stood at 13.88 crores as against 6.49 crores in FY25, reflecting a robust growth of nearly 114% year on year. PAT margins improved to 13.10% compared to 12.92% in FY25. From a business mix perspective, manufacturing and assembly contributed approximately 50% of FY26 revenue. AMC and services contributed around 27%, and distribution business contributed approximately 23%. This reflects the company's increasing focus on value-added engineering solutions and recurring revenue streams. As on March 31st, 2026, the company's total order book stood at approximately 110.15 crores, providing strong revenue visibility going forward. The order book remains well diversified across manufacturing and assembly, EMC services, spare parts, traded equipment, and value-added infrastructure solutions. Overall, the company continues to maintain a healthy financial profile supported by improving scale, strong execution capability, higher manufacturing contribution, and operational efficiency. With this, I would like to open the floor for questions and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mulesh from Shah & Savla. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. First of all, Unnikrishnan Sahab, heartiest congratulations on an excellent set of numbers and also a very detailed presentation uploaded on the website.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Sir, now my question, since that we have by and large established ourselves as a local manufacturing engineering company, may I know, has there been any traction from the international market to supply the vehicles and equipment for our business activities?
Right. May I answer this question, sir, first?
Yeah, please. Then I'll ask my second question.
Yeah. Like I mentioned in my opening remark, also in the presentation, it was a significant year because all that we made and supplied to the market, let's say 1.5 years ago, most of them completed a year of service in the field.
Right.
This is very significant for us because not only that you make a good-looking equipment, you know, with a certain performance characteristic that you claim to have.
Right.
But now, last, let's say, 12 to 15 months, market also has kind of experienced not, let's say, not 100% German engineering products, but definitely not the ones that we used to make in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So this is very key. So the most of the international companies are watching what is going on, how the customer is accepting in the market. And we would be very happy to tell you that market received them very well. One of the refurbished machines, in some parameters, especially in a very key parameter, kind of exceeded the original test in back in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so therefore, this is very significant that we are qualified operationally, seeing the performance results in the field at various airports and municipal corporations. Now, coming to the other half of the question, there has been a tremendous response from the international manufacturers to start manufacturing from India. At the moment, we are up to north level working hard to cater to the domestic market itself. The reason is Government of India is driving an infrastructure growth like unprecedented scale.
Right.
And the areas that we represent are very tightly related to the safety and the licensing requirements of airports, and tightly related to the safety of refineries and petroleum installations, and also very much required according to National Building Code, the safety of high-rise buildings.
Right.
So therefore, next year at least, year and a half, we are fully tied up with fulfilling the domestic market.
Right.
Simultaneously, we are now, we have agreed with at least two major international companies
okay.
to start building with increased localization
mm-hmm.
and using only their core technology.
Right.
And why we are doing it? Because this will be known as, let's say, Booker Municipal Switzerland. The
right.
product will be like Booker Unlawn product.
Very good.
Yeah, this is where we are at the moment. This year, we will see this operation taking place.
Great, sir. Great. Very happy to hear that. And sir, since now manufacturing has started full-fledged, can we expect a much higher portion of manufacturing in our total revenue?
Yes, for sure.
Okay. And can you give some number to that?
Yeah, at the moment, we have reached up to 65%.
Great, great, great. And just to conclude on my questions, may we have some sort of qualitative guidance for the financial year 27? Should we be expecting the similar kind of growth that we saw in 26?
We can assure you that we will not be lazy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We should improve what we have done significantly
right.
in the coming year.
I'm sure because you got a couple of two good orders even yesterday also. So growing 50%, 100%, 50 to 100% should not be a question for you.
Yes. You know, one of the reasons is that people need, they for the market for surely need equipment that we have been traditionally manufacturing. And people were forced to buy a little bit compromised solution.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Now we are able to bring world-class concepts and technologies, probably help economically with the Indian production environment.
Right. Right.
It's no doubt the best technologies available in the world because most of our partners are world leaders in their own area.
Mm-hmm.
And now there is an increasing interest in bringing the technology and sharing with us so that they themselves can benefit out of the cost saving that we can together make.
Correct.
So for sure the market will respond. That is my experience over the last 20 years.
All right, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much and all the very best. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Darshil Zaveri from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good morning, sir. Thank you so much for taking my question, sir. Firstly, congratulations on a really fantastic number, sir, that you've delivered, sir. Sir, just wanted to understand, when you say that you are planning to improve on the growth, so we mean the growth rate because we've nearly doubled our sales in current year, or do you mean in absolute numbers? Like, how do you quantify that, sir?
Yes, sir, first of all, thank you for your kind words. It means a lot. And we are so grateful over the last 3-4 years how the investor fraternity supported us. Suggestions, support, encouragement, so we are really overwhelmed. Now, coming to the growth, I have to admit, I have to confess first, that all these order books that you are seeing is reactionary from the market. I wouldn't pride myself in being a great sales and marketing person. Because these were, ever since Government of India announced the change in policy from full imported equipment to make in India and Atmanirbhar Bharat, okay, for many years the procurement agencies struggled with what kind of policies they can come out with, okay, whereby they don't dilute from the international quality expected and also required for several critical infrastructure based on international standards. But to how to include Indian content in that and how to get an assurance on quality. So GEM and many of the procurement agencies struggle. This resulted in a pileup of requirements which is still not clear yet. Okay, so growth, I can predict a growth, a steady growth, once we start utilizing our full marketing and sales potential. Now we are struggling to keep up with the demand of the market. And this reaction will take us at least one more year to meet the piled up demand which was little bit delayed on translating the policy into practical purchase rule. You understand, Savarita?
Yeah, so just note the slight clarification. So you're saying that there's a lot of pent-up demand which we are not being able to meet. So does that mean that FY27 can be a really great year and then FY28 there'll be some moderation, or I could not, conclude on the thing that you're trying to say, sir?
Yes, in effect, what I'm saying is our salesmen are engaged more in order processing activities than in going and selling at the moment. Not that they are not selling, but we are now meeting the demand of this demand that we couldn't process for 2-3 years, probably due to COVID, policy shifts and all these things. Now it started flowing. And also, I have to bring another factor to your attention. Just Make in India doesn't mean that International Civil Aviation Organization or petrochemical agencies will relax their requirement. It is irreversible process. National Building Board will not relax because now they are going to do Make in India, so let me reduce the standard. No, they won't do. So the procurement agencies have to be very careful in implementing Make in India. So they took some time of their own. Now it has started flowing. So another 15 months will be struggling hard to meet the demand.
Okay, fair enough, sir. And so just with regards to margins, so as we are going to increase our own manufacturing component, so margins should see a steady climb, right? Like the way we've done 20% in March, so can we expect like a better margins going forward, sir?
Yes, Savarita, just a few factors for your consideration, okay? Just let you know what has been going on. When we received the initial Make in India order, okay, we just established a facility and we borrowed manpower from our established service team. The reason is, for the last 20 years, we have been maintaining this equipment, taking out parts, fitting them back, repairing them, reworking on them. So they are quite familiar with the new orders or the bill of materials or let's say the components to be used in the new order. Second year, this is the full-fledged year where our own full manufacturing team has completed work. So there is, we had to build up a very good, let's say, manpower resource team. We had to invest in this. And now we have invested on a purely assembly and manufacturing team. Okay, number two, if you look at the product mix, over the last 2 years, first year was a particular type of machine. Second year, we diversified into several manufacturing, and each of them were kind of prototype development for the Indian market. Okay, so therefore, some investment had to be done for preparing a full-fledged, focused assembly and manufacturing team. So we sent all our service engineers back to their places, and then we also had to develop for each product. So starting from runway rubber removal, firefighting equipment, refurbishment of CFE, high-rise building rescue, runway sweeping, municipal sweeping. So each area we have to develop our ecosystem to manufacture. So it was the same process as the first year in the second year also. Maybe we are kind of established now, and that should result in the coming year.
Yeah, so as you are developing more prototypes, so right now as we do more commercial production, margins can improve, right? Because now we have the economies of scale and operating leverage, right? So, or is that like, or we maintain like the steady state margins that we're doing right now?
Yeah. We are actually kind of sharpening in every possible way. Just for an example, I'll tell you. We used to make a cut and develop roller shutter from France, okay?
Yeah.
Now we found an alternative supplier who is willing to send us a big sheet of shutters which I myself can cut and use according to my need. Just an example I'm telling you.
Yeah, sir.
So this company is from Serbia, from Eastern, and they are based out of Belgrade. So this probably will help me to sell some shutters also. I will use it for my use, but I can give it to maybe my competitor also a little bit.
Okay.
You got my point?
Yes, sir.
This process is on, and we are asking some of the companies, please don't sell the components. Tell me how to make it, and we will pay you the technology for the technology.
No, that's really a great approach, sir. So yeah, last point from my end, sir. So we love hearing from you more frequently. So can we expect like quarterly results from now? And what is our plan to move to the main board, sir?
Saveri sir, you buy me coffee, I'll come to Mumbai.
Done, sir. Next time, sir, for sure, sir.
You want quarterly results, right?
If not even a result, then you know, a small like a call or update that's going on, because 6 months sometimes, like in the current world, it's a century right now. Things change so much. That's why.
Definitely, we will speak to if you brief Pooja and team, and Arun and myself will prepare for this, and we also such an encouragement to talk to each one of you. So why shouldn't we do this?
No, fair. Thank you so much, sir. And again, once again, sir, congratulations on the great set of results, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Nikunj Bhanushali from Waldport PR.
Thank you. Welcome, Nikunj sir. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. Sir, I had a couple of questions. Firstly, from a order book standpoint, can you give a breakup of how much is the manufacturing and assembly, and in that, what would be the breakup of if you could just describe how much would be runway rubber removal, runway sweeping, and the kinds of machines that we sell?
Okay, Nigun sir, my colleague Anu, our CFO, will reply to you. Okay,
sure.
Thank you, Nigun sir, for your question. So, out of the 110 crores of order book, which we have mentioned in the investor presentation, I would like to bifurcate it into four parts. One is manufacturing and assembly. In that, we will be doing around 45 crores out of 110 crores in the Make in India. And for the trading of equipment, we will be doing around 28 crores. Coming to the AMC contracts, that will be around 21 crores. And trading coming to 14 crores.
Okay. Thank you. And the kind of breakup that in manufacturing and assembly, just a composition wise, how much would be firefighting equipment, runway sweeping machines, runway rubber removal machines. And I think we also added aerial products into this.
Sure. So out of these equipments, which I mentioned around 45 crores, we will be doing a different mix of products, Nikunji. And out of this 45 crores, we will be doing runway rubber removal machines of around 8 crores. There will be introduction of new product mix also. We'll be doing a cash foam tenders of, let's say, 8.67 crores. We'll be doing an emergency response vehicle of 13 crores. We'll be supplying a turntable ladder of 9.67 crores. And there will be one supply cum water cum foam tender also of around 5 crores. So this year is going to be a diversification in our product mix along with RRMs and runway sweeping. We'll be doing emergency cash foam tender and new products like water cum foam tender also.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
So let me add, Nigunji, that turntable ladder, what Anushree mentioned,
right,
is a high-rise building rescue machine.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you. Thank you for the breakup. Good to know that we have such a diversification available and we can, maintain the mix that we have and cater to different markets. Just from a 2-3 year standpoint, if you could help me, like, what vision do we have, taking our manufacturing and assembly business to, and what, what would this segment be looking like? What do you envision it looking like after, let's say, 3-4 years?
Yes, Nigunji, 20 years ago, when I used to go to this manufacturing plant, it used to be a dream that someday an Indian will make it. And to be able to serve our countrymen with this kind of equipment. Government of India, our Prime Minister's vision helped us to make it a faster reality. Now, the struggle, or let's say the, not the struggle, but the endeavor is to do maximum justice to the indigenous requirement.
Correct.
The challenge has been that from the Industrial Revolution, Germany, Austria, Western Europe had already a fine-tuned ecosystem of supply chain. You need any kind of metal working solution, they had it.
Correct.
We have found some good support in India. We could make most of the things that they made. Some of the things even surprised Germans and Austrians how we made it. And the Bangalore ecosystem will help us. So this 2 years, if you ask me, for a history of 2-3 years, right, Niguji? So
right.
The transformation was for us to believe first, and for our markets and our partners from the Western Europe and US to believe that this is possible, we can do it. So these 2 years, not only making them, but putting them into use and getting the feedback from customers has paved the way for being. So we kind of, today I will tell the world of market and the partners that we are here to stay long. So
right.
This is what has been done in the last 2-3 years. We have, if you ask me, if you have become a global manufacturer, no. If you have become, can you cater to everything that comes from India? No. But we are here with a firm platform that we can scale up and meet the need. And
right.
We are an accepted solution provider in the market with proven results.
Right. Thank you. Thank you for the brief answer, sir. And just one last thing. We had announced a fundraise of about 50 crores. So if you could just help me, like, how would these funds be utilized and what are the plans for these funds?
Yes, Nigunji. We kind of, let's say, let's say scan the opportunities coming up in the coming 18 months. Okay?
Okay.
And we found that the pipeline for possible projects are quite huge that we can attend. Okay?
Right.
So at the first step, we wanted to have ability to bid and service the order.
Okay.
Okay, this means that every order, we, few months ago, we had a pipeline of 124 crores, and that means 12.4 crores is EMD. And,
right.
And 12.4 crores itself, 10% is performance bank guarantee, 2% is EMD, and then advanced bank guarantee where they will pay you advance for 25 to 30%. So
right.
We said, let's select 500 to 600 crores of opportunities and let us be a company that can compete on this project at the market demand.
Right.
So this fund will be utilized to prepare ourselves for bidding in a healthy way in this, and then as soon as the contracts and orders come, secure it with guarantee.
Correct.
So this fund is mainly raised for that purpose. The reason is we are pleasantly surprised by the vision of Government of India. I mean, this I have shared it in many, many platforms. Just the case of Bagdogra Airport or, for example, Varanasi Airport. Varanasi, I don't think they are even doing close to 1 million passengers per annum, okay? But the capacity that government wants to build, the baggage handling system itself is 550 crores. You have to imagine that Delhi Terminal 3 was a 300 crore project in 2008.
Right, sir.
So, every small airport that they are planning to do are coming out with Bagdogra, 251 crores baggage handling system. Jammu, 161 crores. So, this means that even bidding itself is around 3 to 4 crores for EM, of EMD.
Okay.
Which is returnable. They will pay you back. But
right.
Then you should be in a position to bid and compete for this project.
Right, right, sir.
So this is why we hurried and to all of you and asked all of you to help us.
Right, right, right. So just follow up on that aspect. So let's say we want to do a 300, 400 crore kind of business. We won't be needing to put up any capacities in terms of our plant, right?
At the moment, we are okay for all that is come through as orders. We are looking at a doubling the capacity over the next 1 year. Okay, just to have capability to meet the needs.
Okay.
This initially will be through a leasing model. Okay. I don't know if you have been to this part of Bangalore, but we have a new, two or three new industrial areas. One is where this Foxconn company is also established a huge facility. We have several industrial sets constructed because people have got land allocated to them. I don't know
right.
how. But
right.
They don't have projects.
Right.
So I think you don't have relatives in Karnataka Vigilance, but there are industrial sets without projects. And so we can, I'm joking, but you can have space available to scale up, and our immediate neighbor also has something to offer to us. So we will scale up. And the Karnataka government is gracious enough to give us 3 times the land that we have. The industrial minister himself visited us. MSME central minister visited us. We showed them how each area is located. So we are gearing up as projects come.
Right, right. Okay. Thank you for the detailed answer, sir, and I wish you all the best for the future.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to 2 per participant. The next question is from the line of Manoj Chetty from NB Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, Manojji. Good morning.
Very good morning, sir. So once again, congratulations. Very good set of numbers as you had indicated earlier. And kudos to the whole Anvil team. Please convey our best wishes to them.
Will do, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Sir, first two or three clarifications. The first one to the CFO madam. In the order what we have on date, as on 31st March, 110, madam had given the breakup. The first one is 45 crores is manufacturing and assembly. Second was, I think, 28 crore is trading. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. So, hi, Manojji. Thank you for the question. So, basically, for trading, we mean to say that there are certain equipments in which we will be doing the trading business. And that includes, out of 28 crores, we have an order for the supply and supervision of CFT to JSW. That itself comprises of around 23.88 crores. And to Guwahati also, we are going to supply one compact battery operated sweeping machine of around 3 crores. So 23 plus 3, around 26 crores is what we are going to trade in special equipment.
Okay. Now, my clarification was then AMC you take 21 and there was one more item you take 14 crores. What was that, madam, 14 crores?
Yeah, sure. So that 14 is comprising of our spares and distribution business, which is our traditional business.
Okay, fair enough. And second thing, in the manufacturing and assembly, you again gave the breakup. The first one was the rubber removal machine was 8 crores. There was one more machine you mentioned of 8.67 crores. What was that machine, madam?
That was Goa turntable ladder.
No, that turntable ladder was 9.6 crores, right?
Yeah. So, okay. So, 8.67 crores was the emergency cash foam tender, which we are going to supply to Cochin International Airport.
Emergency, what did you say, madam?
Emergency cash foam tender.
Okay. Fair enough. And next question.
With the 35,000 liters of foam.
Okay.
Huge machine. Yeah.
So now we are almost at the end of May. What I wanted to know is if you can share us any more orders have been received in the last 2 months.
Yes, we have some turntable ladder order which we uploaded in NSE. We have received one more turntable ladder order from Cochin Airport.
So does it all total to around 20 crores or so?
Yeah, should be. Yes, close to that. Okay.
No, this
we keep updating, sir, on the.
No problem. So whatever it may be, around 120 or 125 crores, is it executable over this year or over a period of 18 months or what is the duration?
I'm sure you all will not leave us if we don't do it by 27 March.
I would be very happy if you do that.
Yeah, we are trying to do.
Okay.
The reason is people have started taking us seriously, not only talking. So we should be able to get better lead time. Now we are really doing that.
Okay.
So we will try to achieve that.
But okay. Sir, in the call you had.
So we always cater to a safety margin of around 20% spillover.
Okay.
The reason is, let's say, it's an engineering system, you see. Any performance is not up to the mark, we will hold it back and rectify it and send it. We have done it in 25 March. We did not get the satisfactory result in some painting products and all these things. So we decided not to send to the market.
Okay.
So that is about 20%. We always keep as a safety margin for spillover.
Okay. Sir, the Bosenbauer CEO had visited us, I think, last month or so. Any update on that?
Yes, he visited us. And I met him again last week in Austria along with the global sales officer. I'm meeting him again on the 5th of June in Hanover in one of the world's largest exhibitions. So this is now continuing, and we are expecting again a high-level delegation from Rosenbauer in June.
Okay. So that means after all these visits only, we'll get to know whether we can start making their machines, their CFT vehicles for the other countries, the Southeast Asian countries, their requirement, correct?
Correct, correct. Okay. So, you know, they are a 170-year-old company. They
true, have true, true.
Systems, processes, quality standards and all these things.
Fine, sir, fine. So, sir, I think...
Level itself is a good step for us that the worldwide CEO is visiting a very small fry like us. Fly like us.
True.
Great for us.
Correct. Sir, I'll get back to you. If I get one more opportunity, I have few more questions, I'll ask you that time. Thank you very much.
Yes, why don't you give me a plane ticket? I will come and answer you all the questions.
Sir, airport is yours only, so you can come anytime, sir.
I will do, Manoj.
Thank you, sir. I'll get back. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we request you to limit the questions to two per participant. The next question is from the line of Deepak Poddar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible, sir?
Yes, you are, Mr. Poddar.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Thank you very much for this opportunity, sir, and many congratulations for good performance.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, so just wanted to understand on your order part. Now this with the 50 crores preferential also in your kitty. So what sort of bid pipeline we are looking at? I mean, something on the pipeline front, and I mean, able to quantify also what sort of bid pipeline and conversion or what sort of order info we are expecting in next, maybe what, 3 months?
Yes. Poddarji, one of the reasons why we had to gear up ourselves is the mapping of the market for the next 15 to 18 months, okay? The main reason is two, three things. One is we... Last 20 years, we have only been promoting one type of aerial rescue device, okay? Mm-hmm. Last February, Rosenbauer International AG, through their Italian plant, has approved making of an equally important set of machines, but more in the industrial segment for high-rise firefighting, rescue and evacuation. So this is also of great demand in India, especially in petroleum sector, sometimes in even in a civil municipal sector area, okay? Mm-hmm. This is one reason. So we need to be able to be prepared for bidding for those projects. It will actually double our participation in aerial devices, number one. Number two, we have come to a strategic in-principle arrangement with a manufacturer who is the main supplier to major baggage handling system integrators, okay, who themselves are qualified but who doesn't want to be a prime bidder in this part of the world. Actually, nowhere in the world they want to be the prime bidder. And these projects are fairly large in volume. In, let's say, project costing. So we should be able to, we are qualified under Make in India, and this preferential share round will help us to be able to participate in this project and secure when orders come our way.
Hmm. Okay. And so what's the product name you mentioned, sir? Just sorry to interrupt.
Baggage handling system, the second one.
Okay.
The other one is called aerial ladder platform. Anushri some time ago mentioned about turntable ladder. Mm-hmm. Turntable ladder is purely a civilian rescue device. Mm-hmm. And aerial ladder platform is mainly for industry, like ports, like refineries, industrial structures, roof maintenance, and etc.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this scanning of the, or let's say mapping of the requirement, plus the additional product, and I forgot to mention to you, the Booker Municipal Corporation also has increased the product portfolio that they would like to manufacture with us. They have now included a product called sewage cleaner. You know, now this many of the urban areas are getting flooded with even small amount of rain. City roads are fully inundated with the flood. This is because of our inability to clear drains, and they chalk and the water gets collected. So there is a huge demand for sewage cleaner and high pressure washing machine. The manual cleaning is not a solution anymore because of the amount of debris and dust that we get in the cities today. So we have on May 4th in Munich, we met with the senior management of Booker Municipal Switzerland, and we agreed to, we already ordered a prototype on them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So these projects will need us to be able to bid for higher capacity, higher high value projects.
Okay. So I was just trying to ask how much we are trying to bid. I mean, is it possible to quantify in rupees crores? Is it 400 crores, 500 crores? I mean, how much we are bidding because of the additional fund we have got, right?
For us, at the moment, we are planning to bid for about this capacity what we raised will help us to bid and secure up to around 350 crores, 400 crores.
350 to 400.
I mean, bidding capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, please don't misunderstand that I already got the order.
No, fair point.
I'm preparing myself to bid for this.
And
as soon as my bidding capacity is over and I have another bigger project, I will definitely give you a call.
Understood. And what's the conversion we can expect here in this order?
Close, yeah, about 50-55%.
50-55.
I should be able to tell you that we are able to do
so,
that.
So my first question remained answered.
Yeah.
My first question remained answered. So on the second question, I wanted to understand the margins in your manufacturing versus trading versus AMC. And currently, I think FY26, we did about 50% manufacturing and assembly. So how do you see that mix over the next 2-3 years? Yeah.
Manufacturing and assembly will be poised to grow and take a bigger percentage. Mm-hmm. This doesn't mean that the maintenance and spare parts will come down for us, because every equipment we sell, we have the obligations to look after and supply parts. You understand my point, because they are special equipment, parts are specially manufactured, very niche product range. So the more you sell, the more you have to maintain.
Correct.
Yeah.
And the margin mix between these three, manufacturing, assembly versus trading versus AMC. Yeah.
At the moment, I think we are doing 65% assembly and manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
This is from, I don't know, 5% over 2 years we grew to this area. And this should continue to grow.
Okay.
At least at this rate.
No, sir. I was trying to ask what is the margin in manufacturing and assembly versus your trading part. I just wanted to know the differential. Yeah.
Okay. Anu will give you the present margin, then we can talk. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Sudhakar, for the question. So, just to clarify that, if you know, in the beginning we have taken certain projects at lower margin to grab the market. So, we have a blended margin of around 15% in manufacturing and assembly, while in the distribution business, we have a margin of around 20% in the current year. And over the period, we are going to maintain this margin with plus 5%.
Okay. Okay. So your distribution has high margins. Distribution and trading?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I got it. And that's very helpful, sir. I mean, I would like to wish you all the very best. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you. Participants are requested to limit their questions to one per participant. The next question is from the line of Rohit, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Congratulations on a good set of numbers, sir.
Thank you, sir.
In the investor presentation, you have mentioned that you are the sole qualified bidder for one of the major orders. So, can we be assured that we would be getting that order?
Sir, can you please throw a little more light on that? Which product is this?
It's not a product, but in the investor presentation, there is one, in one of the slides you mentioned, we qualified as a sole, we are the only sole qualified bidder for one of the projects.
We are sole in some of the projects because of the ability to do it in India. See, I will tell you, with all due respect to our colleagues in the industry, some of the designs don't allow the products to be assembled elsewhere. See, for example, if you have to dismantle a chassis, insert a system, a stabilizer or something like that in the chassis, you can forget about doing anywhere else. So therefore, in some area, at the moment, we have a little bit of a unique advantage. Or let's say an early bird advantage. You understood my answer, sir?
Yeah, I understood, sir.
Yeah, it's not that we are so special or we are, you know, great or anything like that. But the business strategy of some of our friends in the industry don't, or their basic design don't allow them to do it in another location, so to say. But later on I can give you the details if you call me.
Sure, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of V.A. Patel, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Congratulations for this number, sir.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Patel. May we request you use a handset while asking a question?
No.
Yeah, sir. There was some background. This thing now is much better, sir.
Congratulations for great number, sir, and best wishes for grand success of coming year.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Sir, I have a few questions. After visit of Rosenberg CEO, can we able to get big orders from export? And any plan to enter in service segment of export market? My second question is regarding potential entry in domestic municipal corporation waste management. And any plan to develop any new product machine for further precision engineering market like defense or aerospace?
Yes. Let me start from the first question, sir. Rosenbauer CEO's visit was kind of a culmination of the visit of a few other board members.
Yes, sir.
So from end of last year, early this year, ending with their global chief technology officers visit in March. So they all prepared a report, visited some key customers, and then the CEO decided to meet us. So initially some people came, qualified, and then they came, and then the CEO came.
Yes.
The intention or see, they are seeing India as a key market. Okay?
Yes, sir.
India, okay. They are seeing as a future.
Yes. Okay.
Thanks to our government, thanks to our people, that we are not fully embroiled in all the geopolitical wars and the unnecessary politics.
Right, sir.
So last 11, 12 years, we have a very stable market, very stable economy. I mean, reasonably stable compared to others. So they see India as a strategic market, not just the CEO of Rosenbauer. At least three or four of our international partners are recognizing this and they are all talking to us.
Very good, sir.
Yeah. Now the second question, whether we are able to do international service, which this is, we are already doing it. For many countries, including Israel, there are no young people to travel from Austria to do the business work, let's say service work.
Right.
So we have taken up that role. We have some brave young men who decided to travel to Israel and attend to several airport issues. We have people gone to Bhutan, people have gone to Maldives, people have gone to Sri Lanka. So that is becoming an increasing trend because we are a 20-year-old experienced partner in service and maintenance.
Yes, sir.
And I forgot the last question, sir. The third question, could you kindly remind me the last question, sir?
Regarding potential entry in domestic municipal corporation waste management and any plan to develop new products for other precision engineering market like defense or aerospace?
Yes, yes. We have plans. We have already ordered a key superstructure component from Bukhar Municipal for a sewage cleaner. Like I mentioned in my answer to one of the previous queries.
Yes, sir.
So that's a new product development, which will be needed by many cities who are facing flooding issues.
Sewage cleaning.
Sewage cleaning. Yes.
Yes, sir.
We are not there. We are still on manual cleaning at the moment. Many hundreds of municipal corporations are depending on manual cleaning.
Manual.
And that will go away for sure.
Yes, it is highly required.
Yeah. So I hope I answered, sir, all your questions.
Sir, any new products for the market of defense aerospace like could?
Yes. Yes, we are working on some products. It's under wraps now.
Yes, sir.
It will come to you like a nuclear explosion in the next investor meet.
Okay, sir. Very good. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants are requested to restrict their questions to one per participant. The next question is from the line of Satyam Vishnoi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. First of all, congratulations for great set of numbers and great preferential. Like, it is rare to see an institutional investors in SME.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
See, I have two short questions. So first of all, the preferential allotment that we have got, like what is the maximum single order size we can bid for and execute? And I'll just put my second question too. Like we have delivered our turntable ladder to CL. So have we got any like inquiries from multiple corporations or state by departments regarding this product? Like
right. Vishnoji, I fully understood your first question. Let me answer that. Please help me with the second question. There was some background noise. The first question was that, can you please help me with the second part of the first question?
Like what is the single order size like we can bid for an
execution? Yes, I got it. So we are planning at least for one brownfield development of an existing airport. Okay, should be somewhere in the range of, I don't know, 150, 200, some range. 150, 200, some range we should be able to bid, which we have been avoiding in all these years.
Okay, so
And also not only that, not only the brownfield project, some of the central procurement of Government of India are relatively larger in number for equipment because they buy for 30, 40 airports and distribute from Delhi.
Okay, sir. Sir, what is the competition do we have in this order? Like, is it like our other products where we have very less competition, or is it a competitive zone?
No, one of the advantages we had was that we were an early bird in Make in India, in this segment at least. Therefore, every tender has a pre-qualification, you see.
Yes.
And either you should be qualified or your technology cooperation agreement partner should qualify. So we have a little bit of a unique position because we already crossed that threshold limit. So we are recognized as the Make in India partner now for most of the products that we have built. So some of the competitors are not yet there. That's the reason in some areas we have come into a unique position.
Sure.
And the other advantage is that the product mix that we have covers the complete airside operation of an airport. All the equipment, if you put together, you can easily run an airport.
Yes.
Yeah, so therefore, we are qualified in one of them. Then that means we are qualified in other projects too.
So we are taking it as a market entry.
Yes, which we made a couple of years ago.
Yes, sir.
So they are almost ready to call us an OEM now in some areas.
That will be huge for us.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. And for the second question,
Mr. Satin.
Okay.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question of the day, and I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Chandni for closing comments.
On behalf of Anlon Technology Solutions and EcoDigix Advisors, I thank everyone for taking the time to join today's earnings call. If you have any queries, you can connect to us at info@ecodigix.com. Once again, thank you for joining the conference. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Chandni. Thank you, everyone. Bye. Thank you all.
Thank you. On behalf of EquiBridgeX Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.